On Monday, Governor Ducey delivered his State of the State speech, outlining a number of his priorities for the upcoming year. And as the legislative session gets underway, we've been speaking with a number of advocacy groups to find out what they'd like to see get done in 2019. We conclude the series with Children's Action Alliance, and our co-host Mark Brody sat down with the group's president and CEO, Dana Neymark, before Monday's speech to ask about her priorities.
Well, we have three top priorities. The first one is one your listeners may be familiar with, which is kids care. Kids care is health coverage for children and working families. It now provides affordable coverage to 30,000 children throughout our state, but it's in danger of being frozen again, like it was in the past. It was recently unfrozen, just in 2016. But there's a portion in state statute that says when federal funding dips anywhere below 100%, there will be a freeze again. And we now know the federal funding has been set for the next 10 years, which is great to have that certainty. And it is going to dip down for Arizona in October, but not dip down much. It will dip down to 91% federal funding, 9% state funding. So we are very interested in working with lawmakers to change that trigger, get that out of the statute. And it certainly has enjoyed bipartisan support. We expect that again. So we will be looking to change that trigger and appropriate the dollars needed to keep kids care open.
All right. So you mentioned three total priorities.
Yes.
What are the other two?
Second one is child care, which is really early education. It lays the foundation for our lifelong learning. And we've learned so much about child care through research in the last few years and the link to economic development, the link to school success through high school and beyond, the link to future employment and income. And what we know is that children who have quality early learning, that starts them off to their educational career in a great way. The interesting thing on this issue is Arizona, like every state, has received new federal funding to invest in child care and improve quality child care. Unfortunately, last session, our governor and legislature neglected to give the state agencies the authority to invest those dollars. So we have $56 million that is literally sitting in an Arizona account unspent, while we have children and families across the state who desperately need more access to more choices for child care. So we will be asking the governor and legislature to invest that money and to invest it very thoughtfully in raising the scholarship rates for working families so that parents have more choices going forward.
All right, so what's your third priority
the
there?
The third issue that I think will not surprise you is dedicated, sustained funding for public education, looking at the big picture P20 and focusing on the K-12 area, again, on what we need for teachers, their salaries, their working conditions, for students, the conditions in their classrooms, the tools they have available to them, the kinds of facilities they are learning in. And we are asking Governor Ducey and our legislature to step up and take action and adopt sustained, dedicated funding with new investments that will help us reach our shared goals for education.
So last year, of course, education was this massive issue at the Capitol. There was the Red for Ed movement, teacher strike. Teachers ended up getting the beginnings of a raise, which the governor has said will continue for the next couple of years. What particular areas do you think are most in need of additional state funding in the area of K-12 education?
Well, I have a two-part answer to that question, which is a great question. And it's the same question lawmakers are asking. One part is we need funding we can count on into the future. And what we have now is based on year-to-year budget decisions. But the reason we also need additional investments is we still face a teacher shortage. It was great to see that down payment on teacher raises and raises for other educators in our schools, but we are still far behind. We have dug a very deep hole for ourselves. We have school buildings and school buses that are old and dysfunctional and crumbling. We still have teachers who have not enough textbooks, not enough desks. So all of those areas still need to be addressed in a very meaningful way and a long-lasting way.
When you talk about teacher salaries, do you think that more needs to be done beyond what lawmakers and the governor started doing last year?
I do. And I think the data bears that out by still facing the teacher shortage that we face. What we know is that the dollars planned right now, which I believe the governor and legislature will follow through on those commitments, but those planned dollars really are not enough to get to a 20% raise for every teacher, plus the other educators that teachers and students rely on every single day.
What do you make of the proposal to essentially increase the current sales tax specifically to pay for education? State Senator Sylvia Allen has been proposing this idea. Is that a good idea, do you think, to get some more dollars into education?
Well, I think it's great that she's getting the conversation started. And as I just said, she's stepping up and taking responsibility and saying we need to vote and we need to adopt something. So we very much appreciate that. This particular plan, as she has put forward, I think is flawed. And I don't think it should be the final plan, but I do think it works as a starting point for the conversation. Anything that relies only on the sales tax, which is already very high in Arizona, we're the fifth highest sales tax in the country. Anything that relies only on that puts a very unfair burden on middle-income families and low-income families who already pay more than their fair share. So we're looking for a combination plan that helps to balance out our current high sales tax and make our total system more fair.
All right. That's Dana Namark, President and CEO of Children's Action Alliance. Dana, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.